Well, howdy, y'all. They call me Fisticuffs, and I'll be taking over this here competition, I'll tell you what. Nowadays, these kids don't know a dang thing about some sweet country music. They ain't got no manners, dadgummit. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna put the spirit back in country with a hootin' and hollerin', because I got the biggest heart and the biggest forearms in this whole dadgum sight. Now, without further ado, here's a little something I got for you. Woody's Roundup, right here every day. Woody's Roundup, come on, it's time to play. There's Jesse the yodeling cowgirl, yodelay, 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 yodelay. Bullseye is Woody's horse, he's a smartin'. Pete the old prospector, and Woody the man himself, of course. It's time for Woody's Roundup. He's the very best. He's the rootinest, tootinest cowboy in the wild, wild west. Woody's Roundup.
Frosty Cups.
Did you hear? He said it was Fisticuffs. Do you think that's a clue to his identity?
A clue. It could potentially be a clue.
He's Hank Hill. We got Hank Hill on the show.
This had so much energy.
I know, it was so ridiculous. Oh my god. That was like actually.
Fisticuffs, be careful when you enter these things of trolling, because I say yes. So if you go through. That means you'll have to keep competing or be considered a dropout.
Oh, no.
I say yes. It had better energy than almost everybody else tonight.
It was really good.
I know it was. Hilarious. It was really lols, though, too.
I don't care if it was a troll audition. It entertained me.
I really want to say yes because it was, like, sung well and had energy and you talked like Hank Hill. So
it was really fun. I wish that we could like put him, but I
can't.
Know.
He auditioned.
I'm going. I'll say yes. I want him in the show.
Two yeses, Rochelle. You are overruled.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Yes.
Frosty Cups, you are on Lone Star season 2.
Frosty. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Yay.
Okay. Durga's up next.
You're not supposed to say the word cancer in a song. And telling folks that Jesus is the answer. Can't rub 'em wrong. It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little towns of mama. Yeah, that might be true. But this is country music, and we do. Do you like to drink a cold one on the weekend? And get a little loud. Do you want to say I'm sorry or I love you, but you don't know how? Do you wish somebody had the nerve to tell that stupid boss of yours to shove it next time he yells at you? Well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it on, turn it up, and sing along. This is real, this is your life in a song. Yeah, this is country music.
Durgan, the last audition of the season.
Nice. Way to position yourself in a place where it's like You're going to be like epic because you're the last audition of the season. You're the one people remember. I think that this audition sums up Lone Star season 2 completely. Sex.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I felt like needed a little bit more energy. Like, it felt very slow and like you dragged it out a little bit. But I didn't think it sounded bad. And I liked your, like, style for the country style that you did. Dylan?
I was just updating my Skype status to good luck pop princesses, because I am going to talk about pop star now.
Why?
And I actually typed good luck poop princesses. Princesses of poop. But I fixed it, so it's okay.
I'm glad.
This was low energy for me. I don't think he sang it badly, but it bored me.
Yeah.
I don't think you believe in you, Duragon, the way that I believe in you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or the way that Rochelle believes in you. Rochelle named her elephant Duragon, the one that she has sex with.
Ew.
If that says anything to you.
There's no, like, bestiality on Lone Star, even if it is a plushie.
There's no... Ugh.
What do you think, Val?
Just leave the elephant out of all this.
Leave the elephant alone.
Leave the elephant alone. He's innocent in all this.
He's going through a hard time.
He is.
That he is. Never mind. Okay, go ahead.
I think this is like some of the better singing I've heard you do, Duragon. I agree, like, there could have been more energy to it, but, like, I like the stylistic stuff you had in there, and I think it sounded pretty good. Mm-hmm. The end.
All right. Well,
I was waiting to see how long we could, if Doc would keep talking, but she didn't.
Yes, makes me sad. Dylan?
I'm going to say no for me because I don't think you had you didn't hold my interest. But it's not that you, because I think you sang it well. I just thought there was no emotion or energy, and it's too late to ask you to resubmit, so I just have to say no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Michelle? Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. I'm on maybe. I don't
me
know.
Me too.
I'm on the elephant.
See, I'm tempted to say yes because I know you've been, like, working really hard to, like, come up with something.
But here's the thing.
What?
I don't think that because of his energy he could be competitive. And if he worked this hard on just this a cappella audition, I feel like it's unfair to ask him to work super hard on a 3-minute song when he isn't at the level that he should be at, I don't think.
Yeah. That's true.
But your cute hot wiles, Rochelle, could maybe convince him to amp up the energy.
Well,
he did say you have cute hot wiles.
What are you thinking, though?
Well, like, when you put it that way, then yeah, I would say no, because yeah, you're not, like, at a competitive level energy-wise.
You know, I say yes.
Well, I'm just leaning towards yes, because, like, I think he sang it well. And I think we put other people through who didn't have a lot of energy. I don't know.
I agree.
I think he could maybe... I'm, like, willing to give him a chance to, like, put himself with music and
the thing is, though, it's like, if he had auditioned earlier, we could have been like, yo, resubmit with more energy because you're a good singer.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that.
I know.
And that's the hazard of waiting till last minute.
I know it is. And that's the problem. But I want to give him another chance. I mean, we're giving Sexy Girl another chance.
Sexy Girl is a fucking goddess. She was in Rand.
Oh my.
Sorry, I'm trying not to swear so much. I'll say yes, Rochelle, since you said yes to my Sexy.
Okay, so Duragon, you're on the show. That means everybody on the show.
Bring the energy. Here's what I want to hear you do, Duragon.
What? What do you want to hear?
Round one, if it's contestant's choice.
It is contestant's choice. Oh, round one is contestant's choice.
I want to talk about Me by Toby Keith.
That would be good.
Look into that song.
Sing that and you're gold.
Yes. All right, so on the show we have, are you guys ready?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Melly,
Zane,
Oliviana, Seaglass, Will, Gildragon, Sikono, Russ, Maddie, Jeff Oz, Songbird, Beloved Star, Audrey Golightly, OMG Awkward Turtle, Bright Disaster, Snowpanda, Traviata, Mega Dizzy, Sexy Girl 08, Katsumi H, Frosty Cups, and Durian.
Before we go, any predictions on who you think is going to win?
Frosty Cups. Who's going to win the
season? Yeah. Early predictions now.
Frosty Cups is going to win.
Sexy Girl is going to win.
Heaven Incarnate.
All right.
He's not on the show.
I know.
What I like, we have so many different voice styles and singing styles.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. It's going to be really
It's going to be a melting pot.
It's going to be gorgeous.
Oh, my.
It's going to be kick ass.
And I'm ready. I'm excited. First round's contestant's choice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is there an immunity challenge this week?
No.
All right.
We're taking immunities off of the star shows because, yeah.
That's no fun.
No, we didn't do immunities on Popstar, and we felt it worked really well because, like, there's two, like, little theme possibilities for such a specific genre. So it, like, lets us be more free with our themes.
I guess blindly copying Sing It does have its drawbacks sometimes.
I'm Dylan, and I'm so funny.
So, I was being serious. A contestant's choice, and that's due when, Rochelle?
It is due. All right, well, actually, we need to talk about this.
All right, let's talk about it. I know you're going out of town.
Yeah, okay. I'm flying to L.A. on Wednesday.
Let's do it Tuesday. Or do you have something? Do you have
I have ADA on Tuesday.
Let's do it Monday.
No, that's too little time for
that. That's too little time. Wait, what's the Oh, Wednesday.
These babies can record a song in 5 days. Sorry.
I can do Wednesday, but it might not be, it would maybe like we, us as a team would have to record a little later potentially.
That's fine.
Oh, that's fine.
So then we'll say Wednesday at midnight, normal time.
Be there or be square, Dan.
But don't be mad if the episode like comes out a little later. So
they can't be mad. They're lucky they're getting an episode at all that same night.
Because I'm going.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're not ones who go black or positively charged. We put our episodes out right away.
We do.
We are serious business.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for auditioning.
Yes, thank you. So submit. Woo! And we will see you next week.
Later.
So we had two auditions come in like a teensy bit after the deadline. But we decided to take them just to get more people on the show to make it more interesting. We got Aria and Faded, who sent auditions, like, just a teeny bit after the deadline. So, Aria is up next.
I can take the rain on the roof of this empty house. That don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while, even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay, but that's not what gets me. What hurts the most was being so close and having so much to say. And watching you walk away. And never knowing what could have been. And not seeing that loving you is what I was trying to do.
Aria.
Aria.
I'm so happy that we got
R-A-O.
I said before her thing that Aria and Faded submitted a little late, but we decided to accept them just to get more people on the show because it's more
plus
fun with
Aria and Faded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. We've been the rules for them.
No. but it's more fun with more
well,
people.
Well, we would have so. Been at the rules if anybody had asked us, because we hadn't finished the episode yet.
So. Yeah, so if anybody had been like, yeah. oh, I wanted to do it,
they
I
had
been like,
sense
so
to ask.
Yeah, so it's cool.
As always, loved Aria.
Me too.
Love Rascal Me Flatts. Too. Love Aria singing Rascal Flatts.
Can I be honest about something? This song, in particular, I think is really... It's like a weird song to do a cappella because of the... The like it goes like da-na-na,
yeah,
and like I mean like it didn't sound bad and like Aria did it really really well, like I'm not complaining about it, but this is just like a general like comment about this song more so than anything, as I think it's a weird thing to do a cappella.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, what did you guys like have specific notes? I really don't have anything to say. Like I thought
not
it was really,
really
good. Like her
yeah.
emotion was really good. She sounded beautiful. She's a great a cappella singer.
I loved how she sang this lower than I'm used to hearing her, and I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved the chorus. It sounded, like, really rich and, like, lower and pretty.
It
yeah,
is a yes from me.
It's a yes from me,
it's
too.
It's a total yes from me.
I mean, right. it would be crazy if we said no.
Obviously.
Okay, so we can listen to Faded, then.
All right, let's do it.
Yay.
When the train... rolls by, I'm gonna be ready this time. When that boy gets the look in his eye, I'm gonna be ready this time. When my mama says I look good in white, I'm gonna be ready this time. Oh yeah. Ready, 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 ready to run. All I'm ready to do is have some fun. What's all this talk about love?
Faded.
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 I'm so happy that she's on another star show.
Winner of Pop Star?
I know.
Yeah.
Spoilers,
I
people.
Like that we had like the winner of Rock Star and the winner of Pop Star in a row.
Oh, yeah.
That's the luxury you get when you win a star show. You get to audition late.
Yes, you do.
Apparently.
I love Faded on Country. I like
Faded her. And Ari and I are going to form a club.
The winners of the star show.
Star
club.
Yeah, and you two cannot join it.
Even though we judged you.
You didn't win a star show, so it doesn't count. And whoever wins Lone Star can join the club if it's not Ariane Faded.
Well,
then let's make a star show we can enter and win.
I know. We yeah. got, like, the
star. Judge Star.
Judge Star.
Yeah, Judge Star, we win.
The winner of Judge Star is Jeffers.
Yeah, Jeffers.
It's myself. So what'd you guys think of this?
I really love Faded's voice on country music. I just think it sounds really nice, and I think she has this kind of, like, she has, like, a natural tone for it. I don't know, like, it just works really well for me.
Yeah.
I didn't care for your last note. It sounded really weird, like slightly nasal, but not. It was just, like, weird the way that you sang it. I don't know. But up until that very, like, last note, I think maybe you just held it too long.
I don't think it's fair that she always gets this nasal critique, because I don't hear that.
I didn't hear nasal, but,
it's
like,
not,
the last
it's
note...
It's not nasal.
Was...
That's not the
it's
right
like
word.
One time, one person critiqued her as nasal, and everybody jumped on the bandwagon.
No, but it's not nasal.
It was not...
But, like, the last note was, like, really strong, and it was kind of, was weird, like, in that respect to me. Like, it was, like, really like, not loud, but, like, it was really strong and held really long, so I was like, oh, wow.
You went for the last note, you went for it strong, but it had no tonality to it. It was just like, but then when your vibrato kicked in, it sounded a lot better.
That, yeah,
not
that's
nasal,
what it is.
Though.
Tonality, that's a good word. Yeah, no, nasal wasn't the right word, and I that wasn't, it was more like, yeah, I don't know. That
tell her
not.
You're sorry, and tell the elephant you're sorry for saying she's nasal.
Why am I not? The elephant didn't have anything to do.
The elephant is nasal because it's got a big-ass trunk.
No, it doesn't. It's got a little trunk. It's dinky. The elephant's my friend right now. I'm really sorry.
Tonality, good word. Dinky, not so good.
I always say wonky. That's my.
Me too. I've been seeing that a lot lately too. And I don't know where I got it from.
From me. Did I say get it wonky from you? All the time. I'm always like, yeah, your notes were kind of wonky. I always say that.
But I started saying that and you started saying it.
No, I've always around said the that same before time. You.
I think that... it was like everyone started saying it around the same time.
Thank you. Same time, Rochelle. Same time.
I just want you to copy me on something because you're always accusing me of copying
okay,
me.
Okay, I will. Hello, all. I have sex with a stuffed animal.
I don't have sex with an elephant.
I don't have sex with...
It's impossible to... Never mind. To have really... sex with a stuffed animal.
Where there's a will, there's a way, Valk. That's all I'm saying.
What did you think? Did anybody else have anything else they wanted to say?
I liked it other than that last note. It was kind of bouncy and I liked it. I liked it.
Last note. Energy.
The energy was great. Last note was not so good for me.
Oh, and there's also like this like kind of thing that you like at the end of E sounds usually I hear it like it's like a weird kind of like hiccup type sounding thing to me like I think I, like, kind of do it, too, like, it's hard to explain, but, like, I heard it at the end of Love, where it's, like, kind of, like, sounds like, a small like, little hiccup.
Calls it his, a squeal.
Well, I don't know, it's not that, but it was, like, a little kind of, like, exhale hiccup type thingy.
I think
like,
it's when she, I think when she was pushing, are you talking about the last note?
Yeah, on the last note.
I think
note.
When she was pushing hard on that last note, then it was, like, the rest of the air. Sometimes I do that too. If I push a note really hard, then it's like a.
Like that type of noise. So yeah, just like be careful of that. But like, yeah, this is a really good audition.
Yes.
You won't be able to hear it so much on like when she has a backtrack.
Yeah. I say yes.
I say yes.
I say yes.
Oh,
we'd be crazy to say no to the person we just let win a competition.
It's on Lone Star, you guys.
Yay!
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. Okay, so just to reiterate, the theme is free choice.
Free choice.
Due Wednesday, next Wednesday. 11:59
p.m. Eastern.
Oh, let's just say 1:59.
Yeah, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. The episode might be kind of late, depending on
We'll get it done.
The situation.
We will get it done.
Yeah, it just depends on, like, when my flight gets in, because
I will wait forever for you people.
Yeah.
Not all
I'm also going to be so confused because it's going to be like 9 o'clock and like but it'll be midnight for you guys.
And we'll be critiquing Faded while you're in Faded's house.
I know, maybe she'll be singing while I'm in her house. Oh my god.
Then you can critique it as she goes. And I know, like, I'll be like, that sounded nasal.
I won't sing.
You can like bring her into the room and talk directly to her while critiquing.
Yes, you can stroke the elephant while she sings.
Oh my god. You'd
be like, Faye, come here. We're going to critique you now. Get in here.
Leave the elephant alone.
Okay. Do I have anything else to say?
No.
I'm super excited, you guys.
Yes, we're finally going to start.
Me too.
All right.
Yeah. See you next week.
Peace out.
Ooh.